Born the son of a former slave just 8 years after the Civil War, William Christopher Handy became a musician in defiance of his family's wishes. Gaining a thorough musical education, Handy became at first an itinerant minstrel, then a trumpeter playing in and leading brass bands, and finally a well-established bandleader based in Memphis. Around 1910, Handy launched his own music company to publish his compositions, which were based on the blues, spiritual and folk music he'd heard and collected in his travels. He became a highly successful and well-established composer, making a very good living due to his skill, talent, and drive, and because he published his own music and retained the rights. His autobiography was first published in 1941. By the 40s and 50s, W.C. Handy was recognized as a grand old man of American music, a campaigner for civil rights, and a leading advocate for blues and African-American roots music. He was widely honored many times over, including the occasion of his 80th birthday in 1954, the year that Louis Armstrong recorded a tribute to Handy. That great-sounding material of Satchmo's is now available on compact disc, some of it for the first time, like these next two. Unissued until 1986, Chante là-bas, or Sing 'em Low, is a rarely recorded Handy tune. Long Gone from Bowling Green is a typical bit of folklore rescued by Handy and sung here by Louis and his female vocalist in those years, Velma Middleton.
Story about Long John Dean.
No, baby.
A bold bank robber from Bowling Green was sent to the jailhouse yesterday, but late last night he made his getaway.
He was long gone from Kentucky.
Long gone.
Ain't he lucky?
Long gone.
What I mean,
a long gone John from Bowling Green.
Sing another one.
Long John stood on a railroad tie, waiting for a freight train to pass by. Freight train came just puffing and flying. You ought to seen Long John grabbing that blind.
He was long gone from Kentucky.
Long gone.
Genie lucky.
Long gone.
What I mean,
a long gone John from Bowling Green.
Yeah. Oh, you beautiful dog. They caught him in Frisco and to seal his fate. At San Quentin, they jailed him evening late. But out on the ocean did he escape, because the guards forgot to close the golden gate.
He's long gone.
From Kentucky,
long gone.
Gene be lucky,
long gone.
What I mean,
a long gone John from Bowling Green.
Why, they offered a reward to bring him back, even put bloodhounds on his track. The doggone bloodhounds lost his scent. Now nobody knows where Long John went.
He's long gone
from Kentucky.
Long gone.
That boy is lucky.
Long gone.
What I mean,
a long gone John from Bowling Green.
Yeah, let me get it there.
From Louis Armstrong's 1954 sessions dedicated to the music of W.C. Handy, those takes issued for the first time on CD in 1986, Shandy LaBaugh and Long Gone from Bowling Green. When Handy, who had just turned 80, first heard those tapes of Satchmo, he was moved to tears. This is W.C. Handy Remembers on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me. No program on W.C. Handy, the father of the blues, would truly be complete without Bessie Smith, the Empress of the Blues. Her starring appearance in a 1929 film short titled St. Louis Blues, with an all-black cast, is her only known motion picture footage, and she recorded several of Handy's classic blues, like this 1925 Careless Love. Bessie Smith's soulful Careless Love, which is also known as Loveless Love, accompanied there by Louis Armstrong on cornet in 1925.